4, 5, 3, 4, 5, and 6. It's right here. It's right here. Budget, expenditure, month's date, year's date, encumbrances. If y'all would like to know what we're spending per vendor, it's right here, per vendor. Expenses. We've got it all. It's not, we don't need any more information. We need more money.
Okay, I think the point is well taken that there are going to have to be some budget amendments. To say that we don't have the money, I don't think is completely accurate. To say that we do not have the money allocated in the right areas may be a better way to say it. So, yeah. So.
We have the money in that account.
Yeah.
So we can certainly, I mean, I think to give, you know, Sam and Goldsmith Solutions kind of where we are, at a minimum, we need to go find $38,903. Knowing that there's about $20,903 that really needs to be addressed. I mean, that needs to be done.
Those offices could shut down any minute. Those offices could be dead.
Yes. And when we look at the offices, could we get by without indigent health for a little bit? We probably could. Can we get by without the Copper's Cove Tax Office? I dare say no. Can we get by without the data center in Waco? I'm going to say no. So, I mean, there are some big ticket key items, and I think that between now and
What do you know?
April 20, May 1st. Is that what it said? May 1st. I think between now and May 1st, I think there are some numbers that could be considered by the court. Because we are also looking at, you know, it's not just this one, you know, Justin Latham and, you know, kind of what some solutions, what some proposals are for replacement of a backhoe. And he did update me on that. But so I think this is.
About the, we talked about the other day at the IT meeting, of course, three of the commissioners were there, so on that deal. But, you know, these computers that are coming up towards the end of their life, I mean, I think, and I don't know if Mr. Goldsmith's back on there or not, but, you know, he acted like that some of that was not a want either. It was pretty much a need that some of those units had to be replaced, or we were not going to be in compliance with not even the county cybersecurity rules, much less the CEGIS rules. And I think, my recollection is, now we talked about a lot, so, but my recollection is that they were going to work on tightening that up a little, that list up a little of have to. Is that right?
Yes,
I wonder when, I mean, if we could get a good number so that we could fix it once, I think it would be better. But then amending now and tracking along, and, I mean, you know, we talk about all the time, departments running line items in the red. This is non-departmental. And maintenance is in the red right now, in green. It's going to be in the green, in the red, $17,360 more for a short order. Well, how far in the red are we going to run maintenance before we fix it? And because that's a, you know.
So, Mr. Belt, you're absolutely right. We talked about computer replacements being a compliance with CEGIS, being a best practice, et cetera. I had penciled then, based on our conversation at IT meeting, that would be discussed probably your first meeting in May is what we discussed. That project obviously will be a much larger dollar amount. I don't know if it's obvious to the commissioners, but I'll just go ahead and warn you, it'll be a much larger dollar amount. It is where we can do it in a phased approach, meaning we can do the DA's office and then the sheriff's office and then, whatever office is next. And that project will have a longer lead time, meaning to procure equipment, get it in, stage it, et cetera. The why we went ahead and proposed this now, which we can defer this to May or to your next meeting in April if needed, is because this does not have a long lead time, and I see these as the core infrastructure of if we have a computer down here or there, that's going to be a problem, and your users are not going to take kindly to that. But if we have the network down or the data center down, that's why I raised this list today to the kind of the top of the heap. I'm not trying to be an alarmist or to scare you by anyone by any means. I just saw these firewall issues specifically as things that we could work towards and hopefully knock out in the next 2 or 3 weeks, where computer replacement is going to be, a 90 plus day type project, even once you do have the money and you do have it ordered and all of that. So that's why I raised these. And we kind of talked in IT meeting just for everyone's benefit that we have a lot of users with wants, and some of them are reasonable wants, but I continue to reiterate, and everyone in this and the IT committee continues to back me up that we've got to make sure the body is healthy before we talk about cosmetic surgery, which cosmetic surgery would be the wants. So we're trying to get the network as healthy as possible and secure as possible, making sure the data center is the same, and then start addressing computers. But the county is facing a large, you're going up a large hill, and you're trying to do it all at once because you are behind when it comes to replacement of some of these items, because of budget challenges. It's not anyone's fault. It's just when you're as large of an organization as Coryell County is, and these things become more and more important every day with what the state requirements are that they put on you, and the rules for compliance get harder every day, you're just facing a lot at once, and we've got to figure out how to eat the elephant one bite at a time type thing, which is often hard, much less when you're facing the funding challenges of it. So all that to say, if we want to defer this for a different day, that's perfectly fine. And I'm comfortable with whatever y'all are comfortable with. I just wanted to at least get this in front of y'all to where you understand what the next major step is, because we've got to accomplish this before we could even talk about computer replacement. New computers without doing this, in my opinion, doesn't make sense. So we're just trying to address the issue one step at a time.
What?
Your motion
I
was
was just saying thank you.
good.
No, my motion, I think it still stands. It's for
Information.
the budgetary side of it. Number 11, I think it the policy, yeah. The IT budget, well, yeah, I guess it's not. I would make a motion to approve that information technology focusing policy.
Second.
Okay. And that is independent of the proposed IT projects. Is that so that everybody understands? Okay, so we're all clear. So we have a motion from Commissioner Matthews to approve the information technology purchasing policy. Second from Commissioner Weddle. Is that right? And is just for the policy to address IT projects separately at another meeting. Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries.
And so, yeah, so
And
now to kind of
again,
circle back around, yeah, let's, refine some of those. I mean, they're hard costs, that we have these reoccurring, the eDocs, how much more do we have? we can really narrow it down and you know then make a much smarter decision on exactly how much we're gonna find.
Yep. Let me get that to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is
All
$81,537 left in
right.
hardware, and there's $46,000 left in break fix. All of this in the past, everything on here, I would have charged to hardware because that's what it is. It's all firewalls, it's network changes, it's parts, it's storage capacity, it's parts, it's all hardware. So there's enough money in there right now to pay $38,903.40 out of hardware. And there's $46,000 left in break fix. The maintenance is $10,000 in the hole, so you got $36,000 left there in that. But in about, you know, let's see what
Gonna determine which we've been a little into some of the pots of money we're taking stuff out of.
But we have, you know, right at $29,000 a month. So when May's bills come due, you know, we're not going to have enough to pay June's bills out of break fix and maintenance. They're both going to be in the red by the time we pay June's bills. We have $46,000 left in break fix, 10,000 to the negative in maintenance, so that's 36,000 dollars we have left in the budgets right now for break fix and maintenance. Yeah. We paid $28,970 in May. You can do the math, there's not going to be much left. So when June's bills come in, we're not going to have enough money to pay them out of break fix and maintenance. They're both going to be in the red at that point if we put when we pay June's bills.
But we have the hardware one that we just need to move. And that's the, I guess that's the second choice is do we immediately take care of that deficit, just to move some out of the hardware into our, maintenance to get that red out of there and then deal with the other.
I think it's important
Yep.
to look at it,
Probably
as
consider.
best we can right now as the whole.
Yeah, do them all the amendments at one time.
Because as some, on the accounting side of things, and I'm not an accountant, but you're talking about making individual ledger entries, to do all these adjustments, as opposed to if we can come up with a 90% solution. Maybe we cut down on the number of amendments and the number of ledger entries that we're making to then address 90%. And, I don't know that 90% is, the best answer, but I'm just saying as a target, let's get to an agreeance on what does 90% look like. And that buys us a little bit of time to see where we can, make the final adjustments. And I think it's doable, but it is all going to be intertwined. There is money that's available in some of the other funds that hasn't been utilized in decades that we can utilize for some ongoing projects right now that then frees up some money that was scheduled for a purpose that we. As I'm saying, this is not just, we're not looking at just four lines and saying, how do we move those four lines?
Right.
It is larger than that. And so I'm working towards giving you something to consider that gets us to about a 90% solution. And I think in about 60 to 90 days from now, we will have had at least one round of budget talks. We will be looking at some numbers that Goldsmith is going to provide us, going forward. And then we're, as he's said it, more than once, and I think it should stick in everybody's mind, is the four lines that we previously had that we just managed those internally. Those probably need to be broken down so that there's not the confusion of what is. Break fix. And we do have every one of our programs identified that's coming out of, software. And does software include the Microsoft licenses? I mean, in my mind, that to me it does, because that's software. But that doesn't necessarily mean I'm right and someone else is wrong. And we're just in that transition point of where, this system that we previously had, as far as billing, does not, or the one we've adopted, does not directly match up nice and neat with the four lines that we've allocated. So that's kind of what I'm trying to get to is let's, if you can give me about 2 weeks, and we can have some conversations. I'll share some information with you beforehand. So you can look to see, is this reasonable, to get us through most of the rest of the year? And think it can be done. Okay. We wrap that all up under conversation, I guess, around item number 11. So is there anything else to address concerning item number 11? No. No.
Okay. Judge, thank y'all for your time. I'll be happy to answer any questions. If you have any, just reach out.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, sir. Thank y'all, everyone.
You know, when we're out firewalls, at least we got enough money in there right now for it. Don't have to think about the first June when we fix it, pull it completely upside down in that budget. But these firewalls are all expired and all in July.
So you're talking about the $20,903.40.
Yeah. And those, of course, those deals at the data center in Waco, they're not going to do those right this minute. They don't end their support on end August 1st. They just want approval to go ahead and get them on their list and get ready to order them.
Well, like you said, the lead times are.
That expense won't come for a little while yet, but these other ones are going to be minor. Y'all could at least give them to go ahead and move forward on 1, 2, and 3. Those are, totally less than $5,000. And those are those things that are old. They can die. They can die in a minute. They have no warranty left, fire no life left.
2021.
Which is unknown.
Yeah.
How long it's been down there. Those three certainly would not hurt us. And even in the grand scheme of where y'all are at this. Or we're out on the IP budget. We're all in this together, for I'm concerned. We knew this train was coming. So it's been a surprise to
no,
me.
Not at all.
So you're saying we need to approve that whole page and be done with it. I would if I was y'all, but at least approve those first three over there. Let's get those three over our things. So we got plenty of money in the budget to not offend anybody, including those three.
Okay, I'll say this for the last time, sir. Any other action that the court wishes to take under item number 11?
Three judges, you want us to approve all of this if our formulated plan, view our May meeting. Everybody's caught up to speed now on where we're at in our IT transition discussions. And everybody knows we're going to have a discussion the first meeting in May about IT budget. We may not solve it then, but we'll at least have a discussion. And then by the end of May, before the 1st of June hits and all those bills hit, we need to have a plan to amend our budget and fund our IT.
No, I absolutely. That's why I put this, put it out to everybody, is my belief is that we should approve this. We can, it may not look pretty right now, but we can cover this.
They just need to all be on the same page that we're on, because they wasn't involved in those previous meetings and they don't know everything that we were told.
Yeah.
But they ought to be up to speed by now.
And I like the idea of doing them separately myself. That's why I didn't like the combination.
Well, I make the motion approve a proposed IT project for FYE 2026.
Okay.
For $38,900.
For $38,903.40.
Ms. Newton, for yours, if you'll just note that there is a second action under item number 11, and that is to approve the proposed IT projects for FY ending 2026. That motion came from Commissioner Taylor, and the second was from Commissioner Matthews. Okay, anything else to cover under item number 11, second action? All right, hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries.
We get there sometimes. This takes a little while.
Item number 28, coming out of the closed meeting, is to consider authorizing the county judge or other authorized official to execute settlement participation and release forms regarding settlement offers in the matter of Texas opioid multi-district litigation for the county, being Creel County. In the matter of Creel County versus Purdue Pharma.
I make a motion to authorize the county judge to execute the settlement participation and release forms regarding the settlement offers in the matter of Texas opioid, Creel County versus Purdue Pharma. So I would.
Motion to authorize the county judge from Commissioner Weddle, second from Commissioner Matthews. Any further discussion on item number 28? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 29 is to consider actions to settle a claim against Creole County and the Creole County Sheriff's Office. Is there any action that the court wishes to take?
Nothing.
None for me.
Go ahead.
Ms. Newton, if you would please note under item number 29, no action taken. Item number 30 is to consider authorizing the county attorney to obtain counsel to pursue bond on the Hidden Creek subdivision. Any action that the court wishes to take?
I make a motion.
Got a motion from Commissioner Taylor to authorize the county attorney to seek bond counsel and pursue the bond.
I'll second it.
And a second from Commissioner Weddle. Any further discussion under item number 30?
No.
Mr. Belt, does that give you enough direction on the desires of the court?
Yes, sir. I'm going to find us a good lawyer. They're hard to come by, but I'll find
them. All right. Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. That concludes the business of the court today. We stand adjourned. Thank you all.